Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting. Each week, I speak with authors, experts, and thought leaders on everything from American history and democracy to how to be a better person on the internet. And don't miss my extremely popular docuseries, which educate you on things you never learned in history class. Follow and listen to Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Right back here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports. Fesco, Dusty, Mac with you on a Monday. Cody and Drew from 10 to 2. Alex Gold taking the week off.
Good for Alex. Seems like a lot of people are taking the week off. Seems like a slow go at it this morning from a traffic standpoint. I think a lot of people take this week off now, right?
Would you?
We didn't, but sometimes I do. Just depends on
early in the morning. So
if I'm traveling, I probably would have worked today and taken the rest of the week off.
Yeah. You guys got Tuesday and Wednesday. See you later.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Maybe I would have worked yesterday and flown out yesesterday afternoon or something. Schedule lends itself to do stuff like that.
Is the school out?
Oh, yeah.
All week?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. All
Damn,
week.
Yeah. Has that happened always?
You know, the last couple of years, I think they started doing that, and it's just, kind of worked that way. So
that's interesting.
Yeah. We never had that time off.
We had the Wednesday was like the Thanksgiving party.
Yeah, you had a half day on Wednesday, and you had Thursday and Friday off. Yeah.
What the hell?
Come on. Yeah, take Monday and Tuesday off.
Yeah.
None of the teachers are complaining.
No, God, no, nor should they be.
Yeah. I mean, give them some time.
Right.
They already get like every other Monday off. They get.
Let's not start with talking about how much time teachers get off or what it is. You go do that job and see where you are.
It's a losing battle, Dusty.
Yeah. No, I was just talking to my buddy yesterday, and he was like, yeah, every other Monday, the kids don't have school. I just remember like back in the day, it was like holidays, and then like that was it. And then there's an election year. We got that Tuesday off, which that was this year. So, good for them. Pay them more and give more time off.
I agree.
That's my take. Speaking of takes, I don't know who this guy is. Aaron Childress, Brad's son,
mm-hmm.
Former offensive coordinator here, I believe.
Is this real or is this?
I don't know. It got 182,000 views on
it's
X.
Stupid. Sometimes dumb things get views. This has to be dumb, right?
He goes after Kay Adams, which I don't like. He says, please, Kay Adams, could you please give my Chiefs some positive vibes? You're our only hope. They're absurd to watch.
They're 10-1.
I mean, I get that yesterday's win was frustrating.
Mm-hmm.
I understand that. This guy also looks like he owns a craft beer hall. But maybe he's great. But again, asking Kay Adams for positive vibes for the Chiefs because they're miserable to watch.
Mm-hmm.
I just think it's interesting that when you look at it, from that perspective, like, first off, like, that's a lame text or tweet. But also, like, the other thing about it is that it's like, they're not miserable to watch. They're frustrating because you're trying to watch greatness,
mm-hmm.
right? And I love the fact that we can have these sort of conversations. Like, we're not talking about, well, if they play like this, this season's going to end. And the thing that's interesting about this is that that's how you can do this. Like, that's how you can, have this sort of argument. When you're in the midst of a three-peat, like, it's like watching the great sports guys do it. It's like watching Tiger Woods go out there and shoot a 68, and he's like, I don't know, Ernie, 65 was out there. And you're like, I'm sorry, what? you just shot 4 under on a Masters Sunday and you won the tournament, but you said you could have shot a 65 to win it. It's like, okay. All right. And that's what the Chiefs essentially do. Like, you played a team in Carolina who's 3-8, not good.
Mm-hmm.
And you let them hang around. That's frustrating because you know what? You're still one. You're still 10-1. You still own the narrative of the AFC and the number one seed. Buffalo on a bye this week. Now everything will start to catch up and be easier to do in the tables and stuff. But again, like, that's the difference, man. Like, that's what that sort of game is. Like, that sort of text, they're miserable or whatever to watch. Please give us some good luck. And that, get out of here. But, like, where I do see people, and it's okay to complain, is when you're trying to see what greatness is. When you've won back-to-back Super Bowls and you're 10-1 and yet you're still finding ways to be like, why am I frustrated? Because that's not what a dynasty like the Chiefs have. That's not how they should do things against a team like Carolina. And I know. I hear it all the time. Well, they play up to their competition. Come on. They just had a bad game yesterday that they actually ended up winning because Mahomes was perfect.
Yeah, Mahomes was perfect yesterday, and I don't think that's overstating how good he played yesterday. And I think his performance right now probably gets like lost a little bit because they barely won the football game yesterday, and that's something that we as a fan base, I think some of us have done a pretty good job of separating, you know, the regular season from the postseason and all that kind of stuff. But I think also yesterday is the prime example of the macro versus micro thing that I like to talk about a lot, because macro in the moment, yeah, yesterday wasn't that good. Micro in the moment, not good. Macro, big picture, we're 10-1 and we lead the AFC and we're probably going to have home field advantage throughout the postseason and most likely make it into the Super Bowl. Like, everything is still attainable. That is right in front of you. But micro in the moment, what we saw yesterday, yeah, I mean, it leaves a little bit to be desired, but by no means should you be singing woe is me and begging Kay Adams for, you know, a lifeline if you're the Kansas City Chiefs when they're sitting at 10-1, mm-hmm. which is the best record in the NFL. And I think sometimes folks get too caught up in the micro that they forget about the macro, and what really matters is the big picture of things. Yeah, Sunday wasn't great, but big picture wise, everything is still right there. Everything is still attainable. You're still a 10-1 football team. Micro, yeah, they need to get some things better. Chris Jones needs to start playing better. Defensively, they need to start playing better. But macro is they figure out a way to get it done. They figure out a way to win these games. And there's more to be said for winning a game close than there is a blowout, because you're going to have to win close games. And you do have to know how to make the plays and win close games. And I think the Chiefs are very much tested in that. But I also think too, Dusty and Mac, like, there are some fans out there that just aren't going to be happy regardless of what happens, right? There's always going to be something that they're not happy about. And I think for fans like that, sometimes it's tough to please them, and sometimes you don't have to worry about pleasing them. You just have to move on from them. And if winning a game, you know, against the Raiders this Sunday, 35 or Friday, 35-17, isn't good enough for some people, or whatever the case may be, then there are just some people out there that just can't be pleased, and they're just kind of miserable, and I'm sad for them.
Mickey doesn't seem to be happy. Just a funny, cool, and overall kick-ass guy, according to Twitter. What?
That's so cringe.
Chiefs fan here. That's what it says, because NFL and CBS tweeted out, which 10 team will be is better, 10-win team is better, Chiefs or Lions?
Right.
Chiefs fan here. Mm-hmm. The answer is the Lions, and it ain't close.
Okay, Mickey.
Ain't close.
That's fine.
Come on, man.
That's fine. And then at the end of the year, Chateau Milk will have a drink called Lion's Tears.
Yeah.
And it'll be blue milk, and it'll be a three-peat.
Like, as much as you're watching these games right now, mm-hmm. and you're looking at the Lions, and they're having some fun, and they're winning some games
in
a big
great.
Way, it's fantastic. What about them makes you think that they are a better team than the Chiefs? Because if you're starting a franchise, you are still starting this team with Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid 10 times out of 10 over Dan Campbell and Jared Goff. And I like both of those guys.
But I think it's more so about the right now. Like, whose team's better right
who's
now?
I don't know. I don't know how.
It's the Lions.
Is it, though? I mean, are they the better team? Like, if the Chiefs and Lions yes. played today, you 100% sure the Lions are going to win that game?
That's two different questions. I think the Lions are better right now, but they play in the NFC.
Yeah.
I think the AFC is tougher. I think there's more competition in the mm-hmm. AFC, and I think the Chiefs have played the toughest competition in the NFC as well as the AFC. So, I mean, it's two different questions there, but right now, points scored versus points against, sure, the Lions lead, and yeah, it's not close. So yeah, I mean, like right now they're the better 10-1 team, but let's watch that game in the playoffs. Let's see if that game becomes a Super Bowl,
right?
And let's see what the Chiefs do a little bit later on throughout the season. And again, the Chiefs could, I mean, the Chiefs just played an NFC team in Carolina and only won by three.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe my point doesn't make sense, but it was a road game. Detroit didn't really run away with that game yesterday. I watched it on a different TV, yeah, and they kind of were hanging around with the Colts. Anthony Richardson was looking okay again. But again, like right now, like, yeah, I mean, maybe the Lions are the better team right now.
They are. And look,
I trust this Chiefs team in the playoffs more than I will trust that Lions team.
Absolutely. And that's what I go back to. That's why I look at it from a playoff perspective, because the regular season, again, really doesn't matter. How are you going to perform in the postseason? And we know what the Chiefs do in the playoffs, 15-3 under Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid in the postseason. That's a pretty good record. That's not an anomaly. That's not a blip on the radar screen. That's an entire season of playoff games plus some. And they're 15-3. I'm taking that every single day in the postseason over any team that the Chiefs are against. I will bet them against every team in the NFL when the playoffs are here, because they know how to win when it matters most. They know how to get the job done. And that's why, yeah, micro, yeah, did yesterday stink? Yeah, you wanted to see a blowout. But at the end of the day, macro is they got to win. They're 10-1, and there's only two teams in the NFL right now that are 10-1, and the Kansas City Chiefs are one of them.
See what happens.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We got a couple more weeks to go in the regular season.